Grand Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. It was a very good night for Donald Trump. It appears the former president will be the next president of the United States. He took the stage at his campaign headquarters in West Palm Beach about an hour and a half ago.
We're going to help our country heal. We're going to help our country heal. We have a country that needs help, and it needs help very badly. We're going to fix our borders. We're going to fix everything about our country.
Right now, Mr. Trump is leading Vice President Harris 266 to 218. That puts him four electoral votes away from the magic number of 270 he needs to win. Trump victorious in three key battleground states, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and North Carolina. What to expect from a second Trump presidency? Correspondent Robert Costa.
It's him who's driving everything. And those around him, including Musk, I'm told, are highly aware that he comes into this presidency, should he win, as someone who is now seen by the Supreme Court as someone who can operate with total power on many fronts with his official acts and will want to use that power and likes having that power.
As for the vice president,
Kamala Harris did not address her supporters on election night. At her headquarters on the campus of Howard University in Washington, Harris campaign co-chair Cedric Richmond says she will instead speak sometime Wednesday.
She will be back here to address not only the HU family, not only to address her supporters, but to address the nation. So thank you. We believe in you. May God bless you. May God keep you.
The announcement came after midnight. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Republicans will take control for the first time in 4 years of the Senate. CBS's Scott McFarland.
Sherrod Brown, a resilient Democrat in Ohio, had strong labor support, had strong backing in the three C cities of Ohio, Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati. After three terms, we project he has lost to Bernie Moreno, the Republican businessman from Ohio. That's one seat lost from the Democrats. West Virginia was an uphill fight from the jump. The Republican governor, Jim Justice, served two terms in Charleston, projected as an overwhelming winner over Glenn Elliott. That's the seat vacated by the retiring Joe Manchin.
Control of the House of Representatives still unclear, with dozens of races yet to be called. Nebraska voters have approved a ballot amendment banning abortions after the first 3 months of pregnancy. Arizona voters have approved a constitutional amendment guaranteeing access up to fetal viability. Look at the futures. Dow futures up 1,029. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
The Badgers prepare for Montana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College basketball, the Badgers men's team hosts Montana State tomorrow night. Head coach Greg Gard on all the new faces on his bench this year.
You look across college basketball, I'm watching a little bit of Purdue. I think we all go through it, probably even more so in today's